1-800-784-8669. Paid for by Tobacco Free Nebraska. Aired with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
And back on the comment program, we do have Dean Jacobs. He's going to give us a complete recap of everything that the chamber is going on. Dean, I tried my best to fill people in about, you're just a busy guy.
Yeah,
you've got a lot going on.
I just didn't get here by 10:15, so I'm glad you waited for me a little bit to come on to
Always.
The comment program.
For you, anything.
It. Yeah, thanks. So, yeah, we just had our chamber board meeting this morning, and we had the agenda was completely full, so it was a busy meeting, and talked about the Chamber Golf Tournament coming up on Saturday. That tournament is full right now, so kind of looking for a few more pin prizes. If anybody would like to donate something from their business for a pin prize, that'd be great. Give me a call, but I'll be going around this afternoon trying to kind of shore that up, have sponsors for holds. It's a four-person scramble. Looks like it's going to be the coolest day in the forecast,
yeah.
And that's not really saying much.
I mean, yesterday high was 96, and it felt pretty pleasant.
It was okay. You know, it was kind of breezy, so, you know, maybe get a little bit of cloud cover. If those clouds would turn into rain, I wouldn't care.
Right.
I mean, I'll take that.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Chamber Golf Tournaments, we're pretty well set for that. We also talked about Crazy Days coming up,
yeah.
You know, that's been kind of a little bit in limbo, you know, as far as what we're going to do with all the construction on Main Street. And they're so far ahead of schedule right now that it's been harder to plan. Now the street will be open. They're going to have parking on both between 2nd, 3rd, 3rd, and 4th on Main Street. So we're not closing that down. We are going to have vendors, and vendors are still welcome. We have permission from Security First Bank to put some of our vendors right over there, right on Main Street, and there's a lot of room there. Right now we're somewhere between 4 to 6 vendors, and we'll find a place for vendors. We agreed to do that, so we'll find a place for you downtown to put up your, if you have a little shade tent or whatever, awning tent there to put up. That'll keep the sun off you for that day, because I suspect it's going to be a little bit warm.
Oh, you know, it's just kind of trending that way. So, yeah. But, I mean, I think that's great. And it's something that's, you know, we're kind of trying to revitalize, it seems like, Crazy Day. Everybody
right.
says, you know, remember back in the day when Crazy Days was like a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. That. Well, you know, who knows? Getting back to the old days, you know, so much has changed. Just, you know, in all respects to our society, it seems like the days were... We had all, you know, things like that going on all the time, on closing down Main Street, having, you know, we'll get back to that. And it felt like a pretty good time to try to start revitalizing it with the new street and everything. Pretty soon we'll have new sidewalks. One of the things I wasn't sure about was, you know, we always have sidewalk sales on Crazy Days.
Right.
And that's going to be a little difficult to do without sidewalks. But I know multiple businesses are going to do a week-long promotions for Crazy Days. You know, culminating in Saturday being the big day for Crazy Days. We'll do the receipt, the shopping spree receipt thing, where you can get whatever you purchase in one of the participating locations. Just put your name on the back of your receipt, put it in. We'll start drawing then. We'll pick those up on Monday and draw for our winners. Then on Monday, we'll draw until we hit $250. If it's one person, which it has been,
right?
You know, that's your winner right there.
Yeah.
They get their shopping spree at that location paid for. If you spend $35, $40 and we pull your name, we'll give you back your $35, $40 you spent there, you know.
Excellent.
So that's kind of how that program works. And things are going on around town. You know, on that day, I'm going to go down and talk to a few more chamber members that are looking at maybe doing something over on Hall Street. Hall Street. For Crazy Days.
Yeah.
So
big old block party.
Yeah, we're trying to get that. If that's going to be a go, we'll institute that into all the activities that we have. You know, any chamber members that want to do something like that, you know, we're going to try to support and encourage that sort of behavior.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, it's just been busy. I mean, it seems like the summer's
yeah.
ramped up and we're just on a roll. You started, you know, last month and just keeps going.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, I've looked at taxable retail sales for the past 3 months that we have, which ended in May. So March, April, and May, tough months, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't, you know, it's been hard. It's been a difficult situation with, for one thing, you know, you got Main Street torn up. That does affect us some, you know, and just the economy in general with inflation spiking like it is and gas prices where they are, part of inflation. I know that's made it difficult for people, and people are probably drawing back a little bit, but try to get people out there, get them some good deals, you know, out at some of our chamber member businesses on Crazy Days in that week leading up to that Saturday so they can get out and do some shopping and get some good deals.
Definitely. Yeah. And then, I mean, we've got the fair coming up and you do the watermelon
feed.
Yeah,
we'll do the watermelon feed for the fair. We talked about Kadoozah Cook-Off. You know, that's coming up before we know it. That's September 10th and here we are getting towards the end of July. So we are looking for teams to compete against each other in the big cook-off. We'll have categories for beef, pork, and chicken again. And those who want to participate, get a team together. There'll be payouts. You know, there's entry fees to go into it, but payouts for both categories. We have judges this year. It's going to be a little bit tighter judging this year. I guess we're going to, instead of as lax as we'd been, it's going to be more of a competition, I think, at least with our judges. But we will also have people's choice.
Nice.
So the people will vote on those still, and those contestants will be able to win people's choice as well.
And if you absolutely can't cook, you can do the cornhole tournament.
Yes, the cornhole tournament, popular, you know. They just had one at Bolo Beer here this past weekend during the citywide garage sale extravaganza.
Yeah.
And they had a good turnout there, so... that's a popular thing. It doesn't cost a lot to get in, you know, and you have a chance to win some money, and it's just fun. Down at the city park, you know, it's beautiful down there. Even when it's hot out, it's pretty nice down in the city park. So that's September 10th, and we're looking for teams to compete in that, and we're also looking for people to compete in the cornhole tournament. And, we're raffling off a big screen TV down there. We'll have college football on during the day. I don't forget about that.
That's right.
So you'll be able to watch college football on that TV, and then we'll also be raffling that off. And we've working with Baumgars, we're going to have one of the Pit Boss grills down there. Those are really cool. We're going to have one of those as part of the raffle also down at Kadoozah Days. So, man, we got a lot going on. We were already talking about Moonlight Madness, Holiday Preview, Ice Fishing Tournament at this meeting today. So off and running and keep going.
That's great. You know, you do so much for the community, Dean. I really have to commend you because you're out there running around. You're contacting these businesses and you're trying to get people to still, you know, support our local businesses, not necessarily just the Main Street downtown businesses, but you're working on ideas to get, you know, people into town and to support all the Valentine businesses.
Absolutely, man. We're here for all the businesses in Valentine. We support the business community as a chamber and really the community as a whole. That's our goal. To make Valentine better, to make our businesses better, which in turn I think makes our community better, and it just kind of a two-way street there.
Definitely. So if people need more information, they can always hit you up on your cell phone.
Yep, you bet. 402-376-5138 anytime.
Nice. It's one of the numbers I have memorized now.
Yeah, me too.
Perfect. Well, Dean, we look forward to talking with you again. Good luck at the golf tournament this weekend, and we'll be seeing you around.
All right, thanks, Ann.
All right, that's been Dean Jacobs, Director of the Chamber of Commerce for Valentine. Of course, lots going on this weekend. We always encourage you to get out there and support your local businesses.